I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 31. Coming up, government to emphasize compliance in new budget, Mocha Act passed, and police in St. Thomas get new vehicles. The news in detail after the break.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the government will be emphasizing compliance in the upcoming budget debate. He says revenue collection is sharply improving and as such, the government will not be focusing on new taxes for the next fiscal year.
I have the vision that if we can appropriate the technology and the efficiency and integrity of the system here at Customs, no matter where across the country in terms of the formal port, scanning machines are one thing. But as always, it is the efficiency and the integrity of its operation that is going to help in the proper administration of the system.
The finance minister was speaking at the launch of the Jamaica Customs Agency's Customs Traders Forum recently. He says a surge in compliance will ensure that customs duty rates are reduced, which in turn can help businesses to be even more competitive. Minister Shaw adds that the matter is also of urgent national importance as the government continues to ramp up measures to increase border security. The Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency MOCA Act has been passed in the House of Representatives. The bill is aimed at establishing MOCA as an independent body set up to fight organized crime in the country. In closing the debate on the bill in Parliament Tuesday, Minister of National Security Robert Montague said the new arrangement will bolster the country's crime-fighting efforts.
MOCA will not be a substitute for the Jamaica Constabulary Force, nor any other law enforcement agency for that matter. MOCA's establishment will complement existing law enforcement agencies and will in no way diminish their powers or authority. We expect that through partnership and cooperation, MOCA will only serve to strengthen our law enforcement capabilities.
The MOCA Act was passed with 61 amendments. Minister Montague adds that MOCA continues to play an invaluable role in the administration of justice in the country, noting that in 2014, the agency carried out some 904 operations, leading to the arrest of 1,054 persons. The Child Care and Protection and Trafficking in Persons Amendment Acts 2018 were also passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the amendments to the acts were well needed, as the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions has outlined a number of irregularities with trials pertaining to offenses under the Trafficking in Persons Act.
Of particular mention is Crown and her Malinda Parker et al., which was heard before the Home Circuit Court for breaches of the Trafficking in Persons Prevention, Suppression and Punishment Act. Mr. Speaker, the Office of the DPP indicated that the issues that led to a number of irregularities in this case is symptomatic of the issues faced in prosecuting cases, which are often complex in nature and involve criminal networks and gangs, which expose jurors and witnesses in these matters to a high risk of intimidation and influence.
The amendments are expected to facilitate faster handling of cases and increased punishment. And crime-fighting efforts in St. Thomas have been given a boost following the handing over of 6 vehicles to the St. Thomas Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the vehicles will help to ease a number of transportation issues facing the parish.
This year, we brought over $800 million to the coffers of the government. And we have used some of that money and we have purchased 430 motor vehicles for the Jamaica Constabulary Force. But the police force is still, in my estimation, short of about 800 vehicles. So yes, 6 is a good amount because they had some vehicles before, but I know St. Thomas need more vehicles.
Minister Montague was speaking at the vehicle presentation ceremony at the Morant Bay Police Station on Tuesday. He adds that the units have been outfitted with trackers and other technology to allow for more effective maintenance and use by divisional personnel. That was JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.